Sarah Bikur Paragemo Yid Mishnah Yidal MSI Amrit the Sever that Bikur on Kap Bikur. Does Machi Bum in our when did Chazal teach that the Sever that Bikur, the extra Bikur, had the same din as the actual Bikur? That's only a produce that grew in Eretz Yisrael is used for the Sever that Bikur. The main Bum in our is Ena Kap Bikur. But a produce that did not grow in Eretz Yisrael is used for the Sever that Bikurim. In such a case, the Sever that Bikurim would not have the same din as the Bikurim itself. As we learned in the previous Mishnah, that Tosefet HaBikurim, the extra Bikurim, is the same as the actual Bikurim. And the Kohen must eat a Petara, and it's cutter from the Mach. But that's only if Tosefet HaBikurim is from produce that grew in Eretz Yisrael. However, if you took produce that grew in Eber HaYarden, the other side of the Yarden, for your Tosefet HaBikurim, the Tosefet HaBikurim in that case would not have the same din as the Bikurim. Even though the Eber HaYarden is part of Eretz Yisrael, as the Bnei Reuven and Bnei Gad and Chesi Shevet Menashe lived in the Eber HaYarden, and Bikurim is also brought from the Eber HaYarden. However, if you use produce that grew in the Eber HaYarden for your Tosefet HaBikurim, it would not have the same din as the Bikurim itself. Alternatively, that which the Mishnah said, that if the Tosefet HaBikurim does not come from Eretz Yisrael, does not have the same din as Bikurim, is going according to Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, who said previously that for Ikar HaBikurim, the decoration of the Bikurim, you can use produce that is not from Shivas Haminim. And the Mephoshim say that according to Rabbi Shimon ben Anas, you also can use produce that is not from Eretz Yisrael for the Ikar HaBikurim. And just like Rabbi Shimon ben Anas holds that produce that grew in Chutz La'aretz could be used for Ikar HaBikurim, so too he holds that produce that did not grow in Eretz Yisrael could be used for Tosefes HaBikurim. As Rabbi Shimon ben Anas is very lenient, and he holds that even for Tosefes HaBikurim, you can use produce that did not grow in Eretz Yisrael. But if you do use produce that did not grow in Eretz Yisrael for your Tosefes HaBikurim, it would not have the same din as the Bikurim itself. Sechav Bikurim Paragimel Mishnah Yedbeid Lema Amro HaBikurim Kenifei Kohen. Regarding what did the Chachamim say? That Bikurim is the property of the Kohen. Chazal taught us that Bikurim is the property of the Kohen. What could the Kohen buy with the Bikurim? Shu Kohen Mehem Avodim Bikarkos Ubehem Etzmeah. A Kohen could buy with the Bikurim servants, real estate, and non-kosher animals. And the Kohen is allowed to buy anything he wants with the Bikurim, even things that are not food. Ubachob Notlam Bechobo Veisha Biksuvasa Kesefer Torah. And a Bachob, somebody who's a Kohen owes money, can collect the Bikurim as payment for the money he is owed. And so too, if the Kohen divorces his wife, the woman can collect the Bikurim as payment for her ksuva. Just like a Sefer Torah. And what does the Mishnah mean, just like a Sefer Torah, as a Sefer Torah cannot be used to buy the thing mentioned in this Mishnah? So the Mephoshim explain, just like when you sell a Sefer Torah, the buyer has to treat the Sefer Torah with all the kavod and kedusha that a Sefer Torah deserves. And just because the Sefer Torah was sold does not mean it has any less kedusha. So too, a coin that sells a Bikurim, the buyer has to treat the Bikurim with all the respect that the Bikurim deserves. The buyer has to be a Kohen who will eat the Bikurim Bitara. As Bikurim can only be eaten by a Kohen, and it can only be eaten when the Kohen is tar and when the Bikurim is tar, and just because the Bikurim was sold does not change any of the dinim of the Bikurim. Rabbi Yehuda, I marry nice to know some Ella the Chaver Bitova. Rabbi Yehuda argues with the Tanakhama. According to Rabbi Yehuda, Bikurim cannot be used by the Kohen to buy anything with it. If the Kohen wants, he can give it away for a Tova as a favor. And the Kohen who receives it can say thank you for it, but he cannot buy anything with the Bikurim. And not only that, Rabbi Yehuda holds Bikurim can only be given to a Kohen who is a Chaver. A Chaver is a Kohen who eats his Chulim Bitara. And not only does the Kohen eat his Truma and his Korbanos Bitara, but he eats even his Chulim Bitara. Such a person is regarded as a Chaver, and that's the only type of Kohen that is allowed to receive Bikurim. The Chacham argues, Rabbi Yehuda, according to the Chacham, the Bikurim does not have to be given back with the coin that is a Chavar. Instead, the Bikurim are given to all the coins that are in the week's Mishmor, that are serving in the Beit HaMikdash that week. And they divide it between them, just like all Kachi HaMikdash, just like all Korbanos that are brought in the Beit HaMikdash are given to the coins of that Mishmor, and they divide it among them. So too, Bikurim is given to the coins of that Mishmor, and they divide it between them. And even a coin that's not a Chavar has the right to participate in the Bikurim. And just like Karbanos are given to Kohanim, even if they are not a Chavar, and even though they do not eat their Chulim Bitara, they certainly wouldn't be suspect of eating Karbanos when they are not Torah. So too, Bikurim are similar to a Korban. It's also brought into the Beit HaMikdash. So therefore, a Kohen would not be suspect of eating Bikurim when he is not Torah. So therefore, according to the Chachamim, the Bikurim are given even to a Kohen that is not a Chavar. As opposed to Truma, that is not brought to the base of Mikdash, it can only be given to a coin that is a chaver. And since the truma is not brought in the base of Mikdash, we would suspect the coin that is not a chaver to eat the truma when he is not torah. While Rabbi Yehuda holds that bikurim are similar to truma, not to korban. As even though bikurim are brought in the base of Mikdash, but it's not a korban, so therefore it's similar to a truma. And just like truma can only be given to a coin that's a chaver, so too, according to Rabbi Yehuda, bikurim can only be given to a coin that is a chaver.